Good morning, blues lovers. You're listening to BluePower.com. My name is John Reese, and I'm bringing you this morning's edition of Good Morning Blues. We're starting out today with Mr. Red Prysock. You know, I didn't realize until I was reading this book this morning that this theme song used to belong to Mr. Alan Freed, the man who literally created rock and roll. So hang on to your hats. We're going to have a good day. We're going to start you off just right. Here comes Mr. Barry McCabe. Mr. Barry McCabe. I guess you can tell the audience really liked him, huh? Barry is one of Ireland's finest blues musicians. Actually, he plays more than just the blues. But he is one tremendous player, great singer, and great performer. If you ever get a chance to see him, make sure you do. And now one of my favorites from the early 60s, the Valentinos and Mr. Bobby Womack. I used to love her, but it's all over now. I used to love her, but it's all over now. Mr. Bobby Womack and the Valentinos. You out in a car? You need a car? Well, I tell you what. Mr. Chuck Berry can tell you where to go to get a car for no money down.
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, "No money down." So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, said, "Trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car and lead up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a Continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air conditioning. I want automatic heat. I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Get that car car, and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want 4 carburetors and 2 straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote. I'm got me a car and I'm headed on down the road. No money now. I don't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford.
Mr. Chuck Berry, No Money Down. Got me a car and I'm headed on down the road. Of course, now you're going to need some gasoline, and that's going to shortchange your pocket a little bit. But, you know, you'll figure it out. I'm going to play you something, a little story about gasoline here. It's not exactly blues, but here's Mr. John Cunningham and Petroleum Blues. Please pay close attention to the lyrics on this one, folks. I'm going to tell you a little story. Y'all listen now.
Back in the year 1865, a farmer dug him a hole just trying to stay alive, looking for water, friend. Cool and clean. That all that he found in that hole in the ground was the dirtiest old damned water that he'd ever seen. Well, he put it on his crops, and what do you know? They stopped right in their tracks, and they wouldn't even grow, just got laid there. That's being more than polite. And wherever he dug, all that came bubbling up was that funny looking water that was darker than a Texas night. And what do you do?
What do you do
with something you can't use?
Something you can't use.
You sell it to someone that needs it more than you. So he covered up every hole in the ground and he hitched up his team and headed straight for town. Gonna be a businessman with a capital B. And he found him a sucker to take on his land, and they thanked one another, and he shook the hand of old John D. Now John D was the enterprising kind. He wasn't much with his hands, but had a hell of a mind. Said if it burns, son, it can't be all bad.
Thank you.
And what do you do with something you can't use? You know, of course, you sell it to someone that needs it more than you. And, boy, we need the gas and oil, don't we? But the problem is the gas is going up so high, it's affecting how you and I live. Here are some headlines from some papers throughout the world, and I'm not going to name the papers, but these are headlines that I pulled about the gasoline crisis. American families struggling with rising gas prices while oil companies post record profits. Gas prices rise to record levels. Oil companies experienced record $100 billion in profits during 2004. Big oil companies have experienced record profits for nearly $34 billion since Bush took office. My God, what is that saying? It's telling me something jank in my chain, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm being lied to big time. And I want to tell you something now. You better get your lies straight.
Here today is Friday. And I got a little money in my pocket. I keep looking around. Something missing here. I can't seem to find my little woman. Now, she told me she would be back about 4. But now, it's still 4, but it's 4 the next day. And you know, I just wanted to have a good explanation for this.
Mr. Terry Evans and Mr. Rye Cooter. Get your lies straight, people. Get your lies straight now.
Get your lies straight. Get your lies straight, woman. Before you come in here. Get your lies straight. Get your lies straight, baby. Hey! I got to have an answer. Better make it plain. Another problem comes up.
You know, my son always tells me music is the weapon of the future. I totally agree. I totally agree. Get your lies straight, Mr. Terry Evans, one of the best damned R&B and blues men around. He's going to be here with us for another exclusive show, talking about his new CD, probably in the next couple of weeks.
So, hey, Mr. President, have you heard the news?
Everybody's got the blues. Here's Mr. John Stevens and the Terry all about it.
Young man talked to his woman all night, begging for his backseat time. If she says no, just wants some more, we're headed for a big old crime. Standing on the corner, got his hair slicked back, got himself a new shoe shine. Told me
Yes, sir, Mr. President. Everybody's got the blues. John Stevenson knows all about the blues. Don't you, Johnny?
Everybody got trouble, trouble, trouble. and I got troubles too. Everybody got troubles, trouble, trouble, and I got troubles too. I got so much trouble, I don't know what to do. Everybody got troubles, trouble, trouble, troubles all the time. Everybody got troubles, trouble, trouble, troubles all the time. I got so many troubles, I'm about to lose my mind. I got troubles with the rent man, I got troubles with my wife, I got troubles with the income tax, I had trouble all through my life. Everybody got troubles, trouble, trouble, nobody satisfied. Everybody got troubles, trouble, trouble, nobody satisfied. There's but one way out, and I guess that's suicide. There's but one way out, and I guess that's suicide.
Take off now. This is the end of part one of Good Morning Blues on a Monday morning, if that's the time you choose to be listening. This is John Reese of the Blue Power Hour. We're bringing you Monday through Friday, Good Morning Blues. You can listen to the Morning Blues anytime. Set your day up just right. Makes you feel good all day and gives you that natural sense of rhythm.